10. Have you ever been in a place where you were facing something or was making a decision or was going through something and you, for whatever reason, had a lot of uncertainty? It says, and just really said, I really, really need to know the Lord's will concerning this. How many of us ever been there tonight? Amen. God wants us to know His will. Can you say amen? He doesn't like, sometimes we think He likes to keep us in the dark, but He doesn't. God wants us to know His will. And that's what I want us to talk tonight about tonight is knowing God's will. Psalms 143 verse 10. Teach me to do your will. For you are my God and your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Let's pray again. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Thank you for your word. Lord, teach us your will tonight. Show us your will. Lead us, God. Direct us. Speak to our hearts tonight. Lord, I believe there's some individuals that are here tonight that are seeking your will in certain circumstances and situations. And Lord, I thank you that you've got our hearts and our minds, Lord, that we will dial them in to what you would have us to do. Lord, we ask that you just lead us and guide us. Speak through your servant tonight. Lord, I need you desperately. Lord, help us tonight. Open our hearts and our minds and our understanding to know your will. In Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. One of the most important things as a believer that we must know and understand is that God has a purpose and a plan for our lives. Every one of you sitting here tonight, God has a purpose and a plan for every person's life. He's got a purpose and a plan for each and every God-ordained church, body of believers, as well as each individual. True joy, true happiness, true peace, true contentment comes when we are living and walking in God's will for our lives. It may not always be the easiest place to walk. Hello. It may not always be the most comfortable place to walk. But as long as you're in God's will, there is no better place for you to be than in the perfect will of God. God can and will reveal His will to you, even in the most adverse conditions. What is God's will? What is God's will? Someone said it is that which is acceptable, desired, delighted, that which God desires us to do or be involved in or accomplish or to work in and through our lives. It's the place we must be in to truly please God and live a life that's pleasing to God. Again, it's not always the easiest place, but it's always the best place that we can be in because it's God's will. When Jesus gave us the model prayer in Matthew chapter 6, beginning of verse 9 and 10, He says, in this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When we are praying that, He's not only praying that His will be done on earth, He's not only praying that His will be done in the United States, He's not only praying that His will be done in Alabama or even in Ozark or even in Dale County, He's praying, He wants us to pray that, Lord, your will be done in my heart and my life. That's how His will is accomplished, in and through His children, can you say amen? And one of the our number one priorities is to seek to do God's will, that His will be accomplished within our hearts as well as through us to others. In other words, that which is acceptable, that's which He desires, that which He wants us to do or to accomplish. And in order to do His will, our will must be set out of the way. Boy, now we don't like that. That goes against the grain. Hello. Ephesians 5:17 says, therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Well, Brother Dahl, sometimes it's hard to know the will of the Lord. Well, I want us to look at two different aspects of it. We've mentioned them before. I want us to look at two different aspects of it. Aspects, aspects. I'll get that meatloaf has got my tongue tied up. Amen. I want us to look at two different aspects of it. You try to get up here and eat some meal like that and come up here and do this. Amen. I want us to look at the known will of God and then the unknown will of God. What is the known will of God? It's the will that we find in His Word that we know, that's given. Can you say amen? How many of you know it's God's will that we be saved? He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Can you say amen? God is a merciful, loving, wonderful God. Can you say amen? Not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. It's His will that everyone be saved. We know that that's not all going to happen, but that's God's will that we be saved. Can you say amen? It is His will that every believer is baptized in the Holy Ghost. Peter told that group of believers on the day of Pentecost. He says, they said, men, they, when he preached that first Pentecostal message, they were cut into the heart and they said, men and brethren, what do? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved and be baptized. And you shall receive the promise which has come down today. For this promise is unto you, unto your children, and to all who are afar. Didn't say to some who are far off, said to all who are far off. Can you say amen? In other words, his will for everyone to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. It's His will for everyone to study and to read and to obey His Word. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. His Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It is His will that we be people of prayer, that every one of His believers pray, His children pray. How are we going to stay in contact if we don't pray? Can you say amen? He didn't say if you pray, but when you pray. How many of you glad that you came tonight? It's His will that we attend church, forsake not the assembling of yourselves, as the manner of some is, but even so much more as you see the day approaching. I can't understand, and it's one of my pet peeves, soapbox issues or whatever. I can't understand why there are more and more folks are having less church when he says you need to be having more church. Now, I don't want to be having church if we ain't got nothing going on. Can you say amen? Amen. If it's dead, I don't want to be there. Hello. But it says we are to forsake not the assembling of yourselves as a manner of some, and so much more as you see the day approaching. How many of you know what day he's talking about? Jesus is about to come, and we need to be ready. It's His will that we tithe and give. Give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, and run over shall men give unto your bosom. I may have shared this before, but I had a couple, and they're not here. Once upon a time, long time ago, and in a land far away, and in my office. Hello. And one of the things we talk about on marriage counseling is we talk about giving and finances and things, and that's tithing is going to come out. And the young lady says, she said, you know what, I'm going to pray about that. I said, let me tell you, sister, that's something you don't have to pray about. You don't have to, I'm going to save you. I'm going to save your, you can save your breath. You don't have to waste 1 second in praying about it, because it is God's will for you to tithe. It is God's will for you to give. That's God's will. How many of you know it's God's will that we live a holy lifestyle? It's not talked about too much anymore, because the Bible tells us without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. It's God's will that we put Him first. He says, love the Lord your God with all our heart, all our soul, all our mind, and all our strength. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. It's God's will that we love our neighbor as ourselves. It's God's will that we walk in forgiveness. Forgive, and it shall be forgiven unto you. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. That's word. That's scripture. We know that's God's will. It's His will that we be humble before Him. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt you in due time. God resists the proud, but He gives more grace to the humble. And we could go on and on. So there's some things about God's will that are not too difficult to figure out because we have His Word, which is His written will. Can you say amen? His written will. That which is written that we are to accept and follow and obey. If God says it, if God's word says it, that settle it, and that's what we're to follow and obey. Can you say amen? But what about the times when we face a situation or circumstance in our lives, when we are seeking answers from the Lord, some things that we may not be aware of about God's will? Some things we may not have, it may not be clear. Some things we may not be certain of. I want us to see some things that we must be aware of about God's will when we're seeking in those uncertain areas. When we doesn't, it may not be spelled out clearly in the scriptures. I want us to see some things that we may we are to be aware of about God's will. Number one, God's will never in any way contradict His word. God's will never in any way contradict His word. If we say something is God's will and it goes against His word, then it's not His will. God's will never contradict His word. The next thing is this. God's will always be the very best solution or way to accomplish something. It didn't say it'd be the easiest. It didn't say it'd be the quickest. It didn't say it'd be the smoothest. But it always will be the best. It will always accomplish the most if we seek to do God's will. Notice I didn't say our will, but it's God's will. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 9 says this, "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts, says the Lord." In other words, God's will and God's ways are many times different than our will and our way. Can you say amen? The next thing about God's will, it may not always be what you wanted, understood, or expected. But it will always be the best. It may not always be what you wanted, understood, or expected, but it will always be the best. Again, it may not always be the easy way out. We are looking to accomplish His purpose. I want us to think about something tonight. I heard a preacher preaching about Joseph in the Old Testament. God gave Joseph, that young man, dreams that when he was a teenager about that the sheaves were going to bow down to his sheaf. His sheaf was going to rise up and all the sheaves in the field were going to bow down to his sheaf. And all the stars and the moons were going to bow down to him. And he told it to his brothers and told it to his fathers and they said, "You're nothing but full of pride." But what was going on, God was revealing to Joseph his will for his life in the long run. Now, it would have been easy for Joseph to go from that spot where God gave him that dream and take him right into Pharaoh's palace. Because that's where he wound up. Boy, that would have been an easy trip, wouldn't it? But how many of us know this is the Wednesday night crowd, this is the in-depth crowd. Joseph had to go through the pit. He had to go through a lying Potiphar's wife, which wound him up in prison. He wound up in Potiphar's house. He wound up in prison before he ever wound up in the palace. Several years had to go by. But you know what? While he was in the pit, while he was a slave in Potiphar's house, and while he was in prison, he was right smack dab where? In the will of God. Do we understand that? No, but guess what? Joseph never lost his faith in God because somewhere in his mind, his walk was so close with God that even in his difficult situations, he knew that God was up to something. How do we know that? Because you remember what he taught his brothers? He said, "You meant it to me for evil, but God used it for what? For good." So sometimes it may not be the easiest way, but if we know that we're living a godly relationship, we know we're in God's will, there's sometimes life can throw us curves, but just because you're going through a hardship does not mean that you're not in God's will. Can you say amen? We may not have the big picture. We may not see everything in focus, but we must walk in obedience to that which He gives us. We may not completely understand it, but we must follow His will by faith. Can you say amen? My favorite scripture, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your what? When you're acknowledging Him, you're saying, Lord, I'm going to by your will. Can you say amen? Deuteronomy 29, another favorite scripture. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. There's going to be some aspects of the Lord and of His will and of His person that we will never be able to figure out. But those things He does reveal to us about Himself, those things He does reveal to us about His will, those things belong to us and to our children. Why? That we can do all the words of His law, that we can do all the words of His written will. The last thing I want us to see about this tonight is this: you will be blessed by following God's will. When you're walking in God's will, even through a difficult time, you will be blessed, and you will be blessed on an eternal perspective. 1 John chapter 2, verse 17, the latter part of verse 15 and 16 says, and the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides what? Forever. He who does the will of God abides forever. The first part of that is love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away. But he who does the will of God abides forever. In other words, how do we abide? By his strength, by his presence, by his person, his power in and through our life. And he doesn't just help us abide here. He takes us all the way to glory. Can you say amen? There's blessings by doing the will of God. But in those situations where we are just not sure, or we're just not certain, but we are seeking God's will, what do we do? How do we know God's will? How can we find out God's will? How can we seek God's will? I didn't even have this down. I mentioned it a little bit. We've got to humble ourselves. Just like the psalmist here in Psalms 143 said, Lord, teach me to do your will. So many times we'll look at that verse and say, Lord, teach me to do your will over all my life. But sometimes we need to narrow it down. Lord, teach me to do your will in this situation. Lord, show me. That word teach means to instruct me, disciple me, guide me. Lord, show me what your will is in this situation. Hello? Lord, I want to know how you want me to handle this, how I need to go through this. What's the decision? Help me to learn. Help me to exercise myself in the right way. Lord, teach me to do your will. How do we do that? Number one, in those situations where we just are not sure or certain but are seeking God's will, what do? Call upon the Lord. Pray. Touch your neighbor and say, pray. Lord, teach me. Train me. Instruct me. Help me to learn. God desires that we know his will. If you're willing to learn, he's willing to show you. If you're willing to learn, he's willing to show you. The scripture talks about, he says, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know. He said, you will seek me and you will find me when you search for me with what? All your heart. God wants us to know his will. Can you say amen? While we're praying, check for any unconfessed sin, unforgiveness, or disobedience. Things that may not be there. That's what David prayed. Lord, search me and try me and see if there is any wicked way in me. God, turn the searchlight on. If there's anything that's standing in the way of me being able to understand your will, Lord, show me. The scripture tells us to examine ourselves whether we are in the faith. Prove yourselves lest we be reprobates. Check for any unconfessed sin or unforgiveness or disobedience in our hearts. As we're praying, ask God for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. James chapter 1, verses 5 through 6. I have to do this a whole lot. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Let me ask a question. Let's read the verse 5 again. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Did it say it might be given to him? No, it said it will be given to him. Is the wisdom of God and the will of God two different things? No. Because in reality, the will of God and the wisdom of God is one and the same. Are y'all listen to me? Because if we'll get a hold of the will of God and put it to a practice, in other words, that's God's wisdom in action in our hearts and our lives. And when you get God's wisdom and his will in action in your heart and your life, you can't help but go in the right direction. If any of us lack wisdom, and Lord, if any of us don't know your will, we can ask of God, and what does he says, I will show it to you. Because he's a what? I love that song we sing. He's a good father. Can you say amen? God desires to help us and show us. Then we've got to be willing to pray like Jesus. Lord, your will be done. Be willing to set our will aside and follow his will completely. Many times it's going to be a walk of faith. Lord, I don't understand this. You know, I use this many, many times, but it's the greatest example. Jesus, the greatest event that this world has ever known before Jesus went to the cross, when Jesus hung upon the cross and died, before he went there, he asked the Lord three times in prayer, Lord, if there's any other way for this to happen. Show me. But then every time he came back, he says, nevertheless, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. I don't think, and you've heard me say this many times, I don't think we will ever fully comprehend or realize the price that Jesus paid for you and I on Calvary's tree until we see him face to face in heaven. I don't think our finite minds can comprehend it. You know, I hear a lot of folks say, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask the Lord about this. I think we won't have a question. I think we're going to be so awed because we're going to see the price. The only reason why we're there was because Jesus obeyed the Father's will. It cost him a high price. But when he came up out of that tomb on the third day, he said, Father, your will was worth it. Can you say amen? You and I are sitting here tonight with help, hope, saved, filled with the Holy Ghost and all the blessings of God that he's blessed us with thus far. Why? Because Jesus obeyed the Father's will. It wasn't easy. Sometimes God's will is painful. But the benefits of going through it is out of this world. Can you say amen? Sometimes we've got to set our will aside. We've got to follow his will completely. And maybe we have to lay our will aside. Number two, are y'all still with me tonight? Amen. We've got to check out the word. When we're seeking that certain area that we're not sure of, see what the word has to say about your situation. See if there's some direction in his written word. Ask the Lord, Lord, is there anything in your word? It may not be clearly spelled out as salvation out of all those things and the other many other things that we looked at, and there's a lot more. But see if the word will give the direction, because most of the time the word will have some form of direction and guidance in there. Why? Because the Bible says his word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. His word will illuminate the direction I need to go many times. Number three. In those situations where we're just not sure or certain, but we are seeking God's will, what do we do? Number three, this is very, very important. Be faithful in doing his known will, what you know to do already. be faithful in doing His known will. Be faithful in doing His known will. Strong statement, but I believe it is packed with truth. Jesus is not going to show you the Father's unknown will until you are faithful in doing His known will. We like to have our cake and eat it too. It don't work that way with God. God's a merciful God. He's a good God. He's a faithful God. He's an awesome God. But He's a just God. God is not going to reveal His unknown will to us until we are faithful in doing His known will. But if we'll be faithful in doing the known will, God will gladly show us His unknown will. Can you say amen? That's just going to be a natural outflow. Can you say amen? To whom much is given, much is required. If you're faithful in the little things, I will reward you with what? The big things. Sometimes we're going to have to, and when we are not sure about God's will for a certain situation, sometimes we're going to have to put some praying and fasting. Again, not to lose weight, but to really seek God to the answers you need or looking for. It is amazing how much more powerful your prayer time is in times of fasting. It shows God, if done from the heart, that you really mean business. And sometimes we just have to crucify this flesh to hear God's voice. I'm going to tell you some of the biggest challenges are some of the things that where Don and I, and many times in this church, we've sought the Lord on and really had to hear from God. It was through times of prayer and fasting. Can you say amen? Makes a difference. Number five, in those situations when we're just not sure or certain but are seeking God's will, what do? Spend time in worship and praise. And thanksgiving. Can I tell you, I can give you exactly what God's will is for your life? Because this is a given. The scripture says in the New Testament, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Did not say in some things give thanks, but in everything give thanks. Not when things are going bad, but God, I thank you that you're, I like some of those songs that Lydia led us in praise and worship time, because it talks about His presence being with us all the way through. Can you say amen? God, I thank you, even though I'm going through a hard time. God, I know that you're right here with me, that you've not left me, you've not forsaken me. You're going to lead me and you're going to guide me and you're going to bring us through. Can you say amen? In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus. Be a person of thanksgiving and praise. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep you, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Praise, worship, thanksgiving for the answer that is on the way. Go ahead and pray. Thank Him for the answer that's on the way. Thank Him for His faithfulness. Can you say amen? Number six, y'all still with me tonight? We don't like this one. When we don't know what to do, but we're seeking God's will, what do? Well, we're praying, we're checking the Word, we're being faithful in His known will, we're fasting, we're spending time worshiping praise. Well, I still don't know what His will is. Then wait. What do you mean, wait? Wait. Keep doing what you know His will is to be thus far in your life. But don't make a move in the circumstance or decision. Don't make a decision until you truly hear from God and know His will for that circumstance and situation in your life. He says if you call unto him, He will answer you. But so many times we miss it. We miss it by getting in too big a hurry. Can you say amen? It's not all about our timing, it's about His timing. How many of you ever know, not only His ways and His thoughts higher than our thoughts, but His timing is always perfect. Nobody has ever accused God of being early. But He has always, always, always been right on time. I love this scripture, Psalms 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. That word inclined doesn't mean He took a nap or He laid down. That word inclined in the original Hebrew means he stretched out and he turned toward. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he stretched out to me. He turned toward me. And friends, when God turns toward your situation, he's already involved in it. He's stretching out his hand. He's already working in that situation. Keep in mind, God many times is working behind the scenes, and he's doing things, and he's orchestrating things that we cannot see. That's why we've got to trust in him. And sometimes we've got to learn to wait upon him. Number 7, seek godly counsel. Seek godly counsel. Proverbs 15, verse 22. Without counsel, plans go awry, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. A man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. Seek, you can get opinions from anybody. Hello? You can get advice from anybody. I'm not being ugly. But if their life is a mess, I'm not going to ask them counseling. If they got more issues than Phyllis Diller, I'm not going to ask them. Because sometimes the people with the biggest issues got the most advice. I love Pastor. That's why I like to talk to our older ministers. That's why I get on the phone and say, hey, brother, what about this? Because there's some godly counselors out there. And there's counsel, there's wisdom there. And in that wisdom, God will speak to you. And many times, they're not going to tell you exactly what God wants you to do, but they're going to put you on the right track. And God's going to use them to help steer you in the right direction. Can you say amen? But you've got to understand the greatest counselor. You've got two great counselors on your side. God the Son and God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is also known as the Paracletus, the counselor, the one called alongside to help. Jesus, part of his name is Wonderful, Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father. Jesus is the greatest counselor. And he'll let us know what his will is. Number 8, have others join with you in prayer for your specific requests. The people that know how to keep confidence and know how to pray and will genuinely pray with you. Matthew 18, verse 19 and 20 says this, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything, on what things? Anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Have others join with you in prayer for your specific request. There is power in prayer. Can you say amen? Number 9, then once you know his will, be obedient and move, act, and proceed in accordance with his will. See, because his will never become truly manifest until it's acted upon. Can you say amen? What if Joseph, we mentioned him a while ago, what if he would have threw a pity party in the pit? He'd have never made it to Potiphar's house. Let's go to Potiphar's house. What if he, being a 17, 18-year-old boy, and Potiphar's wife, being a good-looking woman, what if he would have given in to that temptation? Well, he probably would have wound up in prison, but he probably never wound up in the palace. But he didn't give in. What if he in the prison... Well, the king's butler and the king's cupbearer showed up in there. What if he'd have said, I ain't going to tell you nothing? That never would have opened the door for him to be able to stand before Pharaoh. But he kept in the will of God, even through the hard times. And he wound up exactly where God wanted him to be. And it wasn't just for his good. Guess what? He saved a whole nation. Well, the enemy meant for evil. God turned about for good. Can you say amen? I want to read English Standard Version. And I like the English Standard Version. I'm going to just give you a little clue right now. And I'll do a teaching on this about some of the different versions of the Bible. Some of them are literal translations. Some of them are dynamic equivalents. Some of them are just kind of, Now, King James, just kind of don't go nuts. But the English Standard Version is closer to a literal translation than the King James Version. And so we might begin to use that a little bit more. But here's what it says. Psalms 143, verse 10. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit, listen to this, lead me on level ground. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. God wants you to know his will tonight. God wants you to know his will tonight. Every head bowed and every eye closed. I know it's just a little bit after 8. Lord, help us tonight. Lord, we thank you that you're a good, good Father.